Local police believe organized criminals from out of town are likely responsible for a rash of significant cosmetic and/or fragrance thefts in Guelph. There have been 11 such incidents featured in police news releases since the start of the year, involving stolen products collectively valued at nearly $34,000. We've been seeing these types of thefts for quite a while, but there does seem to have been a fair number of them over the last few months, said Guelph Police spokesperson Scott Tracy, noting it's a trend experienced in other municipalities too. These are not the types of items that people are stealing and holding on to for personal use, nor are they necessities, so I think the belief is that people are stealing them and then reselling them on the black market. Of the reported thefts, 4 took place in July alone, all in the city's South End. 9 of the 11 incidents reported since the start of the year happened in the South End. Tracy believes that's not a coincidence. People who are not from Guelph are coming here, applying their trade in Guelph and then getting back on the highway, either moving on to the next victim or heading back to where they came from, he said. The 2 other thefts targeting cosmetics and/or fragrances were reported in the northern area of the city, which also has quick access to roads leaving the city. We do work with police in other jurisdictions and we are aware of descriptions of people who are doing this in other places, who match the descriptions of people who have done it here, Tracy noted. Our analysts are always communicating with each other and sharing surveillance photos and that kind of thing. If there's such a thing as sort of a run-of-the-mill shoplifting, these aren't it.